And yo, Black, it's time.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One on the radio, since a 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up, gang.
We are going to jump and sound. Looking across the border, cause we are clad body. You will come, we kill you already. And you and your follower, there is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave. It's over, killer.
I get money, I get money.
Fit me.
I get it.
Peace. Tell me what the science is. Hard body dreams in the building. Guilty, tell me what the science is.
Guilty black in the building.
Mr. Digi, what the science is.
Yo, I'm not singing with y'all today.
Digi in the building.
Thank you. Van City, man, make some noise right now.
Stand up.
Come on, man, the illest hip-hop show on the planet. You tuning in, one order.
Stand up.
6 o'clock, blitz.
778-782-2573.
CJSF, baby.
Yo. 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, man, I need you to run the number just in case they didn't hear that, man.
778-782-2573.
Oh, man, and that gives you an opportunity to tap in with us on air, you know what I'm saying? And we always, you know, we always want to let y'all know that, look, man, you got to come correct. You know what I'm saying? You get cut like when they call collect. You know what I mean? Get cut like the hydro. You know what I'm saying? But look, we want to hear what y'all got to say.
Mm-hmm.
What we saying out here, people, you know what I'm saying? We have windstorms. People got power outages. Ah, it's terror out there.
Snow. We had some snow.
Oh, yeah. I see snow up here when we got to the top of the hill over here. You know what I'm saying?
I threw a couple snowballs. I won't lie.
Oh man, my man Digi like Dennis the Menace, man.
Yeah, causing trouble.
Trying to go to detention.
You know what I mean? Oh man, detention.
Been
was,
there.
Detention was peace, bro. They ain't even put me in detention. They put me in this. I was such a talented child, right? Talented child. They try to say I had ADHD, but I was just a talented child. You know what I mean? And they try to put me in a box, right? You know what I mean? I often say that school sometimes is like a children penitentiary, right? And
true.
You know, you're pretty much on 23-hour lockdown, right? And you get a couple of breaks for recess and lunch, and that's about it, right? But you know, they used to send me to this little class with this counselor. Her name was Miss Joanne. You know, Miss Joanne, if you're listening, I appreciate all the time that you put in. You know what I mean? I'd just go in there and play Life with her. You know what I mean? You know the board game Life? You know what I mean? I would just play Life with her. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't pick that. I wasn't going
on. One of my favorites.
You know what I mean? We play Connect Four. You know what I'm saying? And she would just, you know, she would just talk to me. You know what I mean? And look, man, like, you know, I'm all for education, man, because education leads to, you know, it corrects error. You know what I'm saying? Positive education always corrects error, right? So, you know, but sometimes the things that are getting taught to the children is not that useful. You know what I mean? And it keeps them in a box. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I was in school, yeah, like, I'm a creative, you know what I'm saying? I've always been more tapped into the right side of my brain, which is the creative side of your brain, right? And so I did really well in, like, art, you know what I mean? I did really well in geography, you know what I mean? I love geography, especially coloring maps and stuff like that, you know? I've always loved history, right? But when it came to math and English and computers, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I had, you know what I mean? But this is the thing, man.
Should have been writing that code. You know what I mean? Should have been learning them ones and os, you know?
I mean, and look, some of us can learn those things a lot easier than others, you know?
That's true.
If I had somebody to really mentor me through that, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's what you need, though, right?
Exactly. Because a lot of the times, parents just leave it up to the teachers to teach them, right? And it's like, it's not always... You need
beneficial
to,
for that.
Exactly, man. You need to know exactly what it is they're teaching, right? And how, because, you know, and peace, and shout out to all the parents who, you know, who be up late and working with their kids on their homework and all that kind of stuff. You know, shout out to you, right? Because, you know, that's very important too. And I just think that, you know, there's a lot of children and young teenagers who need that extra help, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes get ignored, right? Or you know, teachers will be like, oh, well, he's a bad kid and he just don't want to listen, or she doesn't want to listen, when the fact is that y'all need to pay attention to their needs. You got to understand? You need to pay attention to their needs and see what it is. Okay, this person may have a little bit more trouble focusing. Okay, but I noticed that if maybe we had some background music, he could focus or she could focus. You know what I mean? Like these different methods to be able to help the children, you know, elevate their minds and elevate themselves, you know. And that's all part of the growth and development, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. But I want to say, you know, peace to Joanne. You know what I mean? Miss Joanne, man. She was a very nice woman. And you know, y'all ever have any teachers that took the time, or counselors or teachers that took the time to help y'all out?
No.
Come on, Digi.
I like school for the social stuff, to meet people, learn things about the different cultures and everybody going to school, because we are a melting pot in this here country. But I you know, everybody has their own brains, you know. There's all kind of people teaching the kids in the school. Everybody's individual. And I know, like, I think teachers are very important, but, I mean, I don't think we're putting all the time the right type of things in there. Because sometimes teachers, no, for me personally, I think they have their own agendas. So, you know, I'm not, and that's not talking bad on any teachers specifically. I'm not going to name any teachers' names, multiple teachers. But for me, I didn't really enjoy that aspect. There were some teachers, obviously, that tried out a little bit more. Maybe they were a little bit extra, because maybe they, again, had thoughts in their mind. But, again, not talking down the teachers. They're very important to teach our youth. But I wish we could sort of have a choice of who's teaching our kids. I think that would be cool.
You know? No doubt. No doubt.
How do we do that? how do you do that, man?
I mean, you know, that's just a great wish.
You got, you know, the talent pool. You got the talent pool. You know what I'm saying?
We do a lot of things in this country to allow for great things to happen for a lot of people. I don't think it would hurt if we did a little bit more search and choice on teachers, on police, on doctors.
Well, I think they do, man. I mean, the government gives you a phone when you work for certain agencies, bro. They got you tracked, bro. You can't do anything without them knowing, bro. They know how much money you spent at the store, how much gas you drove. You know what I mean? Like, they got it.
There's a reason for that, right?
Well, of course,
but
right?
What does that have to do with what he just said, though? As far as finding people, like going the extra mile to find, you know, the right people to.
How do you do that? You, right? That person has to want to be in that profession, right?
Yeah, they have to want to.
You know what I mean?
Look, there's a lot of people who don't send their kids to public school, you know what I mean? Or even private school. They have home teachers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They have, like, even right now, like, there's, I don't know if y'all have heard of, like, the outdoor schools, right? Where they actually, the children spend more time outdoors, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And dealing with nature and being, because children are, like, when they're growing up, they're just, their imagination is so, like, and it needs to be expelled in the positive energy. So they get into, like, doing creative things in the wilderness and all these different things, right? Arts and crafts, all these things that are on the outside, teaching them, you know, math through dealing with nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's... So there is ways to do that. There's 100%. There's 100%.
Right, I like how you guys are going on, right? But like, okay, there's 30 kids in the classroom, right? Two kids learn this way, and the other 27 learn that way. What are you gonna do?
That's part of the job. I mean, seriously speaking,
what they should do is collect all the kids who kind of like-minded and they learn in the same aspect, and maybe put them all in a class, right?
No doubt, that's a good methodology.
Good idea.
You know what I mean? You kind of evaluate the situation, and then you take the certain kids and you put them in the class that benefits them and how they learn, right?
I think they do that already, though.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Well, let me just take it back too. So you said you have two children that learn a specific way, and then 27 other learn the other way. Well, then that shows that teacher could spend extra time on those two children who need it.
Yeah, she's got 27 others to deal with, right? And I do understand the teacher's aspect in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Like where, you know, you got 20, just 30 kids, right? That's a lot of time for each child, right? You know, maybe they need to add additional, you know, helpers and stuff like that. And maybe they could set up stations, right? And have a rotation, mm-hmm. right? So the kids get more time, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can look into something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think it's so cut and dry, right? I don't think it's just so easy like that, right?
You're, no offense to you. I have a younger child, and my son is 6. When they started school this year, they had them all in one classroom. And then about 2 weeks in, they selected teachers for each child. You know, they got separated into different classes. Obviously, they were checking to see what they were like.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't imagine that the teachers were just choosing which child they want for their class.
A lot of them do that, though.
But it's a classification, like going to prison.
It's
classification.
Yep.
In their concrete walls. Mm-hmm. And I believe you remember me telling you a little tidbit of that situation when my son was placed in a class. And the teacher, with their pre-manufactured mind, quickly made a decision about my son after 2 days.
Yeah.
And made a very harsh decision that led to me having to always, again, have to fight as a
Father, protector,
and black man. But it was an attack at my family.
Mm.
She knew my son for 2 days and made a very harsh
analysis.
Judgment and also made a call that wasn't very nice, and I had to deal with it, and I dealt with it swiftly, which led me to have to deal with the principals right at the beginning of the year. And I did ask for my son to be moved from the class immediately because of such a harsh decision by this teacher, but I was told because the decision was already made, he had to sit with that teacher. He no longer sees the counselor who also helped in that decision because they were very harsh. The teacher and the counselor never were made to speak to me, the parent. The principals were very apologetic for the action and such that happens. But I'll tell you the truth, my son's in grade 1, and he comes home. And brothers, I think you've heard him say these things. He's not really fond of his teacher, and neither am I. So he's got all of grade 1 to deal with a teacher that he really doesn't like because this woman really attacked his family, right?
Mm.
And what I have to teach my son is what I'm teaching him at home. And I have to teach him to restrain himself, not be rude and disrespectful to this person who was already disrespectful. So like Guilty said, and my man Hardbody said, I personally believe homeschooling is a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they might not agree with my personal agenda, but my personal agenda benefits my children.
Mm.
Everybody's agenda
does it. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
I mean, sometimes you see these kids and they're homeschooled. Cool. They're very intelligent, very smart and all that stuff. But they're socially awkward. You know what I mean? You're growing up. You're going to elementary school. You're going to high school. These are going to be the future people in your community. You need to have relationships with people, right?
There's other ways to do that, though.
I mean, not always.
Absolutely.
Right? Because a lot of the world is who you know, right? In the end, when it comes down to it, you go get a million degrees. if you ain't know the right person, you ain't getting that job. I'm sorry, man.
Guilty. You know, I didn't meet you in school.
I don't know about that. Close. I don't know about that mindset, bro. You know what I mean? I disagree with that mindset.
I mean, that's fine, right? But, like, I'm telling you, man, community is big, right? That's why you play sports with people, community, bonds, friendships.
And like I said, there's other ways. You don't necessarily need to be in a public school or a private school.
I never said that.
Well, it sounds like you're alluding to that, right? I'm saying to the other side,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right? You need to have socialization with other people.
Yes,
right?
100%.
I think that's healthy.
I agree.
Right?
Because
I seen in COVID where they try to do the online thing with the children, right? My child became, like, I mean, I didn't even know who she was, right? She just lost all, like, touch with reality and everything. And just, you know, trying to keep up and the teacher and stay up, right? That was just my experience with my child, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the principal called me in and said, you know, I think your child should come back to school. I said, okay, you know what? Fair enough. Okay, sent her back to school. We haven't had an issue since, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, I've seen a different side of it. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the social aspect, I definitely agree with you, right? And like I said, there's always other options. You know, I personally don't subscribe to the there's not any other options. Like, nah, that's not like I ain't with that mindset. There's always other options. There's always way to integrate into community, sports, volunteering. There's so many ways. You know what I'm saying? You got children in your neighborhood. There's so many ways, right? And yes, you know, a child and going into a teenager definitely needs to experience, you know.
Let's be realistic here, though. Most people who home child their children.
No, you ain't gonna say most people because you can't say most people because you haven't gone out and done a survey, so you can't say that.
Man, I could say that. There's a reason they don't want their child in school, bro.
I heard him say it.
Okay, there's a reason they don't want their child in school. Why would they want them playing with the other children? You just tell me, right? Go on with whatever you're saying, but go on, right? The whole concept is I don't want my kid around these children. I don't want these ideologies being taught to my child.
Yeah.
They're going to go play with the neighbors? Well, really?
Do you subscribe to teaching your child in school that they were slaves?
What do you mean?
They teach the kids, what do they tell us about Black history in school?
Man, internet, man. You think these kids are actually buying what's being taught right now? Like, the curriculum has to change, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Why does it have to change? Because what they're teaching them is not right. That maybe if you don't want to send them to school to learn what's not right, you'd rather teach them what's right at home.
Yeah, but you also have to tell them, you know, so they can see both sides, right?
So you live in a neighborhood. They could go out and play still. They could still run around with all the other kids and play at the playground with all the other kids.
Oh, they could. But usually those type of people, right? Oh, sorry, I haven't done the survey. But usually,
bond, man.
You know what I mean? Usually, bond. Those type of people don't have their children playing with
it's
other
easy
children.
To,
only
easy,
specific children.
It's
right?
easy to go into well, the, oh, yeah, the just issue. Group everybody. Like, nah, you Let can't just group
That's
everybody.
Hard body, man, trying to save the world. You know what I mean? But facts are facts, right? Most people are taking that mindset.
Let's see the facts.
Come on, man.
Let's see the facts, man. We talking about, like, if you're going to talk about, like, most people? So you're telling me out of 7 billion people on the planet, you're saying most people, what is the percentage of most people? Is that more than 70-80%? So you're telling me
I say
80%?
More than not. You know what I'm saying? I'll say more than not and I'll put it on there. Right? There's a reason why they're getting homeschooled, right? There's a reason why I don't want my kid hanging out with that person because I have whatever thought in my head about, you know, how these people are. Come on, man.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Guilty, you know yourself. You came here as a young gentleman, and I mean, I know I was born here myself, but I know a lot of people came from the Caribbean here, and when they came here to this school, they put them back just because they had an accent.
Oh, I didn't get that. They try to run that with me. They try to run that with most Black kids. Sorry, I don't want to be offensive, but they try to run that. Say they have ADHD and all this type of stuff, right? You know, they tried that with the older one, and we weren't having it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We weren't having it. And, you know, with mine, they tried it. But, I mean, my child speaks, you know, quite
well. Brethren, that's their agenda, right? Hey, you come from there, you don't sound right. You are in ESL. Go to ESL, your cat speak English.
Exactly, right? You're trying to eliminate and
get those ESL numbers up, you know?
And conform, right? You're trying to, you know what I mean? Eliminate and conform, right? And it's mad ill, right? It's mad ill.
They've done it in the residential schools. They've done it in many nations, you know what I mean?
So you're saying it right there then. Why you want to go by what their book is saying? I just said,
Well, my philosophy is thine or thy enemy, right? Yes. Okay? So, you know, a lot of people... Yeah, man, you got to get into the battle, right? You got to know how your enemy thinks, right? You got to know how your enemy thinks of you. That's just the way I look at it, right?
So it's a battle, then?
It is a battle. Life is a battle. If life ain't a battle, you tell me, bro.
Well, I agree with you 100%. But do you want your children fighting in battle?
Well, they're gonna have to learn it sometime, right? I don't want my kid coming out at like 25 and 30 and having a midlife crisis because they don't know how to deal with a situation, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, I mean...
Shout out to the kids. We love y'all. All of you.
Love you, man.
No doubt. We love you,
and
man.
And the good parents out there, too.
No doubt. Run the first joint, Digi. Let's go.
We're going to keep it a little bit nice.
Parents are the future.
Let's go.
That one's getting heated, boy.
He said what?
I don't like you, damn, I love you. Though I fight you, I still trust you. No one understands my crazy like you. You're hard-headed, but you're loyal. I'll admit it, yes, I'm spoiled. The way you let me break all the rules, it's so cool. And every night before I lay my head to sleep, I pray. Love you like an aunt, ain't nobody gonna tear us apart. Oh, headlock, got me under your arm. We're together, we can weather the storm. Elevation, yeah. You give me high vibrations. Uh-huh. We got solid foundation. Yeah. So amazing, you're my daily motivation.
coincide the traffic jam on this sunny afternoon. That's right, y'all. We're taking dedications right now. Checking my phone line. This dedication right here. It's to my everything.
We'll show you some real love. Pull up on you on your job, drop you off at the club. The way I'm real about you, feel about you, nobody does. Bada bling, bada time, I got a lot of. I made you up and drank you up and now you dripped in Prada. Take me to a place I am never gonna. I mean real hot, baby, like me, marijuana.
Right now, it just won't do.
I need